Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Gene Heiser. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Lentz. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Brock steals second. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Brock steals third. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Forsh reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Forsh moves to third. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Brock steals second. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Swisher for a passed ball. Forsh scores. Brock moves to third. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentz takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Brock scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Fairley moves to second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0-for-1 in the game. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Kessinger for the double play. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive towards third. Wrights reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Forsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Brock is chasing the ball. Thornton rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Fairley moves to second. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0 for 2 in the game. Wrights hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 2 in the game. Heiser hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsch fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Forsch. Kessinger moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger tags and scores. Madlock tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 2 in the game. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Forsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Forsch is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lentz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Melendez now playing left field. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Steve Swisher. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Al Hrabowski now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Mittewald now catching. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Tyrone pinch hits for Gene Heiser. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone strikes out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Madlock hits a line drive towards first. Fairley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Tyrone now playing left field. Jose Cardenal now playing right field. Jerry Morales now playing center field. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-3 in the game. Reitz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-3 in the game. Tyson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reitz moves to second. Hector Cruz pinch runs for Ken Reitz. Al Hrabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hrabowski bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to third. Tyson moves to second. One out. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is walked intentionally. Reggie Smith pinch hits for Larry Lintz. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Tyson scores. There goes Melendez trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cardinals. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Sizemore now playing second base. Hector Cruz now playing third base. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Morales reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales moves to third. Two outs. Tim Hoesele pinch hits for Paul Ruschel. Tim Hoesele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoesele hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.